Okay, we're here with members of the race-winning team, the team Team Penske president of NASCAR, Michael Nelson, and the number 12 crew chief, Jonathan Hassler. If you have a question for either of them, please raise your hand. We'll get you a mic. We'll start here with Jordan and then go to Zach.
I guess this question is for both of you. Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. In light of not making the championship four and then winning today, does it make it even more kind of, painful, what happened last week?
No, I mean, this is what we needed to do today, right? I mean, if we didn't make it, I mean, obviously there's a, what could have been, but this was our goal. I mean, last week's in the rearview mirror and we had to come here and win. That was a goal with our teams. And so, man, it was really great to get that done today.
Yeah, I echo what Michael said. We're in order to survive in this business, you got to move on from what happened the previous week and go to the next task at hand. And, the task for us, whether we won last week or not, was to come and win at Phoenix today.
Penske's really good on the short ovals. We know that. You guys are great on the super speedways. It seems like the 12 team is strong on the intermediate tracks, but I think organizationally maybe there's something kind of missing week to week, I think that's fair to say. As we go look forward and likely a different championship format next year, does that change your guys' approach and how you do things at all?
Yeah, I think for me, I don't think it changes anything. We're our process, and I think most teams in the garage is, you race on Sunday and you address honestly kind of where you're at on Monday, and go to work and try to continue to improve week in and week out. I think you hit the nail on the head with the areas that we struggle with some of the intermediate stuff, probably the second half of the year. I think the Gibbs group really, stepped up their program and we maybe fell a little bit behind. So we'll continue to go to work, but we're working week in and week out to continue to improve.
Go to Zach.
Zach Sturdiel on NASCAR.com. Jonathan, Ryan needed a huge run off turn four to make that final pass. What did you see from him in his drive today?
Yeah, he did a good job just sticking with it all day. We had, early on we had, a really good long run car. We bled spots early in the runs. We made some adjustments to make that a little bit better. Had some good stops, had some bad stops, kind of got behind a little bit there. But yeah, had the opportunity to take two tires and, nobody gave up. We put ourselves out there as the first guy on two and Ryan did a good job kind of handling that situation. He said after the race, he had a good idea of how Brad was going to handle, three and four. He thought Brad would drive in pretty far and he did a good job, backing up the entry to three and making sure he could stay low and get the run to the start finish line.
Go to the back here.
Jonathan Howard on Three Sports. Jonathan, this is for you. It feels like Ryan just won his fourth race of the season. That's most ever in a season for him. So what is it like? I know he's already a champion, but to see him still growing and he's still so young for a driver.
Yeah, I think for our whole group, the 12 team, I think the sky's the limit. We wanted to come out and win a lot of races this year. Wanted to be the regular season champions. Had some DNFs along the way that really hurt that effort, but we charged back strong and finished second and obviously wanted to go as deep as we could into the playoffs and things didn't quite work out our way, but like you said, we've had some strengths that we haven't had necessarily in the past. We continue to get better and I don't think we're going to stop doing that.
Anything else for either Jonathan or I'm going to John right here.
John Newby, FanBuzz. So on one hand, this is the most wins that Blaney's had in a season, and it's your guys' first one at Phoenix. But so what do you take away from this season as a whole, considering that, you missed the championship four?
I think, if you look back, I think we probably, the DNF at Vegas, I think, is really kind of really put us behind. I think we had we ran well enough at Martinsville and Talladega to probably make it to this round. So really, I think that's probably something that we have to go back and really understand how we got ourselves kind of into that hole. I think typically our strength as a team is consistency, and we kind of lacked it when we needed it the most at Las Vegas.
Anything else for Michael or Jonathan? We'll take one more from Zach up front.
In
2023, when you guys won the championship, Ross ended up winning that race. Is that kind of, did that cross your mind at all, just to come back here and kind of offer the same for this championship four?
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to win like we do, you know, each and every week, whether we were in the championship or not. You know, I think for me, the perfect scenario would have been us driving away and certainly out of the mix of, you know, the championship contenders. And I think for the most part, we didn't really disrupt their day.
Michael, Jonathan, thank you so much for the time and congratulations on the win. Have a great offseason.